Okay, so we're on the record. My name is Jonelle Van Delft. I'm an adjudicator with the landlord.
Please speak up. We can't hear you back here.
We are now on the record. My name is Jonelle Van Delft. I'm an adjudicator with the landlord and tenant board, and I'll be adjudicating this application today. Since we started about an hour later than usual, I'm presuming that you've all understand the process of why we're here. This is an application for an above guideline increase. I'm going to ask the applicant solicitor to start to describe the process of the application, what was conducted on the site, the expenditures that were had. I'll have some questions. Mr. Woodall will have some questions. And I'll take some questions from the floor to the applicant's counsel or his witness, and then I'll hear from your side. Okay, so I'm sorry, Mr. Kappa, right?
Yes, Paul Kappa, agent for the landlord. I'm a licensed paralegal.
Thank you. And are you going to call a witness to speak to the application, or are you going to give me a brief summary yourself?
I'm in your hands, Madam Chair.
Why don't we have your witness do it?
Okay.
Okay, thanks. So, Ms. Briscoe.
Yes.
Do you understand you have to tell me the truth here, madam? It's an offense not to?
I do.
Okay, great. So if you wouldn't mind, let's start with my number one is fire system repair.
Correct. We had a order from the City of St. Catharines to make operational and add to the existing fire system in the underground parking garage, level 3. It required the installation of approximately 135 to 160 sprinkler heads themselves, including engineer drawings, permits, etc. to that. We also had to pressure test, commit, and provide a compliance letter upon completing the system. And we had to add an additional fire hose rack, which is the those cabinets you see with the fire hoses in it. We had to add a second one to the underground parking garage on the third level. That comprises that entire thing. A copy of the order is included there with all the relevant invoices.
Do you have questions on the fire system repair?
No, Madam Board, we do not.
Okay. Anyone in the gallery have questions on the fire system repair? All right. Let's move to the next one. Because mine are all clerical.
The next one on the item is the installation of roof anchors.
Right.
They are required by the Health and Safety Act and other specific legislation. In order to proceed with any construction, that we have to have the relevant safety anchors on the building themselves so that work can commence properly and safely. We've included the invoice and the proposal for that system. And have those installed. That's all there is with that one.
Mr. Woodall, any questions on the roof safety anchor?
No, Madam Board.
Building exterior and balcony repair?
Yes.
Oh, sorry, wait. Anyone else have any questions on the... What's your name?
Nikolai Von Borman.
Nikolai?
Yes.
Von Borman. What would you like to ask Ms. Briscoe?
Now, this has to do with the roof safety anchors. Now, I'm on the ninth floor. I've been in the building 14 years. Now, previous to these being installed, were they going against the law by not having them there?
Let's have her answer that, please.
It depends on what work they might have completed at the time. If they're going to use any kind of a swing stage or a drop system, then they have to have engineered roof safety anchors on the roof.
That doesn't answer the question. Previously, because you didn't have these installed, was the work that you had done on the outside, the balconies, etc., prior to those being installed, was that then illegal work?
No, not if they had gone through unit to do any work on balconies.
Since the...
You'll have to speak up, sir, because some people can't hear in the room.
Since the balcony anchors have been put in, the leaking on the ninth floor has just gotten worse.
Is this a question you're asking, Ms. Briscoe?
The leaking has just gotten worse since those installations were made. and we have actually more holes in the ninth floor.
So, Nikolai, I don't hear a question coming.
Well,
isn't it true that since the roof safety anchors were installed, leaking on the ninth floor has increased?
Yes.
I think that's where he's going.
Yeah.
Yes, and not from the roof anchors.
Yes, they have increased the leaking, but it's not from the roof anchors.
There are active roof leaks at this moment coming around from the mechanical penthouse and the elevator penthouse.
Okay.
Anything else, Mr. Nikolai?
I'll do.
Thanks so much. Okay, next one. Building exterior and balcony repair. I hope I'm not shouting at you, Ms. Briscoe, but I'm trying to make my voice carry for everybody in the room.
Thank you. It would be actually, if you would agree, Madam Chair, I'd actually like to turn around and face so they could probably hear me a little bit
sure,
better.
Sure, sure.
Just switch seats, Ms. James.
So you use the microphone?
They don't work.
They don't work. They're part of an old system we had in here.
Even the one over there, but they
understand. Yeah, just this work. It's audio recording. So go ahead, Ms. Briscoe. We're talking building exterior and balcony repair.
We had a report that was commissioned and received in 2008 that indicated that there were repairs required to the balconies and that the railing systems themselves did not meet the code at that time and that they were a climbing hazard.
Where did that report come from?
It came from Predia. The relevant pages are being provided now.
Okay. Do you have a copy from Mr. Wood?
Yes, I have a copy.
Okay, thanks.
It indicates with respect to cracking and makes mention of the balcony guardrails on the third page that we have supplied. It does indicate that balcony decks were in fair to good condition. However, if repairs weren't conducted, then we would end up having to do further repairs as time went on. We requested an engineer, Gerdes Associates Limited, to assess the building and prepare a tender and scope document, which was sent out to several bidders in a closed bid system, and we awarded the contract to Triton at the cost of $497.16.94. That bid is included in our package. At that time, we also had, during the progression of that project, we discovered that the concrete quantities were greater than had been anticipated. We had to chip back the balcony slabs much further from the front than we had initially thought we may have to. And that was not surprising to us because of the design of the railings that were on the building themselves. Photographs that Mr. Kappa can provide show you the balcony railing system that's in place right now, and it is a system in which the metal extends past the balcony slab itself and is flush with the soffit of the balcony below. What that proceeds to do is trap debris and moisture and causes further concrete deterioration in a balcony system such as this one that had been installed on the building. So we chipped back, we redid the re-poured concrete slabs as necessary, made repairs as necessary. We do have further photographs of the ongoing repairs that had been completed at that during those times, showing some pouring and whatnot for them. And then we've installed the aluminum and glass balcony railings onto the building themselves. And then during the course of this, you'll see in the tender documents that we requested brick repairs be completed. And we did some brick repairs as a part of this replaced brick, actual brick on the building itself. And then when we replace brick and you do concrete repairs, it's prudent to waterproof the system so that you don't have further delamination. And we in turn then waterproof the system with a BASF product. That you see on the, do we have it finished?
Yeah, sorry, Madam Chair, the third exhibit, the last page, I believe shows you the finished coating and railing system.
Okay.
So we paid engineering fees, contractor fees, and we paid a contract management fee for the completion of this project there itself for our total.
Sorry, there was a management fee?
Yes, the engineer who did the initial investigation of the building, on top of the initial investigation when they do contracted men for the project, charge you a fee for the ongoing testing of concrete and review of the work as it ongoes through the project. And that is all claimed in the AGI with all its subsequent invoicing.
Okay. Mr. Woodall?
Yes, Madam Board. You're aware, you talked about the 2008 report regarding the balconies. Are you aware that substantial repairs and renovations were done to the balconies in 2010?
I understand that there were some repairs that were done to the balconies themselves, and there were repairs that were done to some of the railings. But the going forward with that, based on the quantities that the repairs that we did and the costs, it was only minor repairs. It might seem like major repairs, but they were relatively minor repairs in the scope of the project.
Just so Madam Board is clear, we're talking about a sheet metal style of balcony before and being replaced with aluminum and rather luxurious looking glass afterwards. Do you have any report that the 2010 repairs or renovations were not adequate?
Let me just explain that when you do balcony, okay, so when you're doing a balcony slab repair, so you're speaking, when you're speaking of sheet metal balcony, you're not speaking of the slab, you're speaking of the railing. So just to make clear that that's what you're speaking of, correct? We're not talking about the slab itself.
Well, the balcony to me is the whole package. It's the balcony with flooring, the cement,
so
and
is
the railing.
This, is the sheet metal on the bottom?
No,
on,
it's
in
on
the
top
slab?
Of the balcony.
Oh.
So it's the exact same place except a few inches back from where the glass bits are.
So you're speaking of the railing that was in the before picture. You're speaking, this is
yeah.
the sheet metal that you're speaking
this
of.
This is the pictures we have of the
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well.
Okay,
yeah.
So that is actually a railing system. So we speak in our business, and we speak of it in two separate terms. So when we're undergoing balcony slab replacements, you would take off the existing railing system that is on a building, because you have to expose all areas of the concrete so you can do the delamination test to see how far back you have to go back, how far you have to treat rebar, and how far back you have to pour in order to be able to rehabilitate that balcony slab. When we remove these types of systems from a balcony, the root, the anchors themselves are in the concrete, and 9 times out of 10, they are rusted through and you can't put them back on. The other problem with this system here, as I alluded to earlier, is if we did put this system back on in place, say we were able to reuse these and make repairs and reuse, if we had put this system back on, this type of system covering the front slab of the concrete balcony would just accelerate deterioration of the work we had just done. We would shorten the lifespan of any of the work that was completed on these balconies. That concrete would be trapped with moisture, which would pull it in, start rusting the rebar, and that would in turn then delaminate the soffits and the floors of the balconies themselves, and we'd be right back into this position again.
Do you know how long those sheet metal balconies had been there in the first place?
I believe they were existing. They were
constructed. Yeah, but how long? From the beginning of the building?
If you don't know, Ms. Bisco,
I don't know.
Don't guess.
I'm not
do
going to guess.
You know how old the building is?
I don't know. I can't give you an exact age of the building.
Can anyone, who's been here the longest?
No.
But the building, I'm putting to you, Adam, is that you're talking about deterioration rapidly from metal sheet balconies of the sort. These things have been there for decades, and you have nothing to offer to say
so
why.
So she doesn't know. She said she didn't know how old those, no.
Okay.
She's under examination in chief.
Okay.
So, are you done?
Nope.
Because I got a hand up here at the back.
Okay.
And up there.
The glass versus the sheet metal cost. What's the difference in the cost of doing the glass versus the sheet metal? If you had replaced the sheet metal, how much would it cost versus how much would the glass cost? Is there a difference in price?
No.
Exactly the same?
It's virtually the same.
Okay. But just to make sure, there's no report after 2008 saying the sheet metal balconies were a danger?
No. Not
okay.
after
2008. No report.
We
okay.
had the report in 2008.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Is that it, Mr. Woodall?
Yes.
Okay, man behind Mr. Woodall, what's your name? Do you want to ask something?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
What's your name?
Gerald Specialty?
Okay, go ahead. Ask Ms. Frisco your question, then we'll get
get
over there.
Yeah, the question, in the Residential Tenancy Act 2006, that's all. 2006, Chapter 17, Paragraph 8, Part Number 126.
Well, he's got the right section. Good. Okay, what do you want to ask her?
Oh, what I was saying is the capital expenditure to replace a system or thing that is not eligible capital expenditure for purpose of this section. If the system or thing was replaced and did not require major repair or replacement, unless the replacement of the system or thing promotes A, access for persons with disabilities, and B, energy or water conservation or security of residential complex or part of the 2017 128-8. Painting the building, it didn't need replacing because it was the
Okay, you know what you're doing, Gerald?
Pardon?
You're making a legal submission.
Oh.
That's quite different than asking her a question.
Oh.
If I might, let me try what I think you're trying to ask. Ms. Briscoe, how does this balcony building exterior repair meet the definition that Mr. Specialty has just read out in section 126?
Okay. The balcony repairs themselves, it was an extensive major repair. It was beyond regular repairs and maintenance. So that in of itself, having to do that, meets that section of the Residential Tenancies Act. If you have a specific question to what we did there, I'm not sure.
Do you have a specific question?
Yes, my balcony was an A1 shape like that. It was painted up nice and really solid. And I think a lot of the folks here will tell you too, their balconies were really nice too.
Are you an engineer?
Pardon?
Are you an engineer? Are you an engineer?
I've worked
Because you know what, this corporation hired an engineer, and the engineer told them they got to spend some money on the balconies.
Oh.
That's why they did it. You know, corporations just don't go and do it because they like spending money.
Yeah.
They were told in this engineering report that it was necessary. Okay, hold on. Is it Nikolai?
Nikolai.
Okay, let me get the guy next to you. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. My question goes to, you said that you received a report from the engineer in 2008, am I correct?
Yes.
Okay. You also said that in 2010 you did some minor repairs in the balcony, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Now, how do you define minor? Because we were there when both were done. And there was just as much time spent, just as much concrete removed. We were just as much losing sleep. But it seemed like exactly the same repair.
Okay, I think the question is, how would you describe this as major versus what you earlier described as minor, Ms. Briscoe?
It would be in the dollar value. We would look at the Residential Tenancies Act and determine whether or not it would qualify as an application for an increase above the guideline and whether we would go forward with that. We would look at each repair and make a determination based on what it is. And if we did some major repairs but knew that it was a stopgap measure of sort, that we were going to have to enter into another project on this building a little further down the road, then we may not do a full scope until we're set in and have all of the studies and everything done so that we can proceed with it.
Okay, and I have one further part to my question.
Sure.
You said that you got the report in 2008. You had to have this work done, right?
Okay.
What report were you given after 2010? Were you, again, was it all reassessed and you had another engineer come in and tell you what to do?
Yes, I was just going to correct you. What we had in 2008 was a building assessment report that was completed, and we referenced that report with respect to your railings, and that the railings in that report specifically indicated that they were not to code, to today's code, because they were climbable, and you had a greater than a 4-inch gap at the top of the railings themselves. So they didn't meet today's standard. And that's what we referenced for the 2008 building assessment. That building assessment also indicated that there were repairs required to the concrete, but further repairs were going to be required in future on those concrete slabs. So when we have a building assessment report, the next step before we undergo a major project is we do hire another engineer who has to write the spec, the scope, and in doing that, they have to assess the very specific things that we are looking at doing the work on. So prior to this work going to tender, an engineering firm came out with their engineer. They tested balconies, they did some delamination testing, and from that, they developed the scope that was sent out to tender based on their quantities that they were seeing at the time of their assessment.
Okay. Okay, that's a nice long answer. You still didn't say, was this after 2010?
Yes, it was. Yes.
You only ever mentioned one engineer in 2008 gave you a thing saying it needed to be done.
Okay, so now she's clarified that for you, yes?
So yeah, that's I just like to have clarified. So after the 2008 report and the steel, metal, whatever balconies, there was something else issued saying that they were a danger and had to be replaced?
Okay. The question I have then is later for you is, was it, is there a requirement in the act that says she has to have a second report so she for her,
no,
for you?
If the first one was already adequate, why is there a second one put in?
Okay, so you're going to come up with a document that shows me it was adequate?
If there was, I'm asking if there was something in between saying that.
Okay, so Ms. Roscoe, they want to know, was there something in between
2008 and then 2012 when we proceeded with the major project? No, we had our 2008 report, and then in 2012 we proceeded to act on the longer term recommendations from that first engineering report and engage the engineer to do the assessment specifically only on the balcony slabs and masonry.
Okay. Yes, Nikolai.
I'd just like to know then why the first repairs were done to the original balconies at all.
When we receive building assessment reports, the building assessment reports will typically identify for us short-term repairs and long-term repairs.
You mentioned
on capital
that items. This is something that could have been put off. You just decided to do it when you did, but there could have still been many years.
Okay, is this a question?
I'm asking, why did you decide to do it all of a sudden?
So let her answer that. Why did you do it in two phases?
We actually didn't, we did the short-term repairs in the first phase, and we did our long-term repairs in this project that we're here
for. And the first term, the first repairs you did were all wiped out completely by the second. So what was the point then of the first repair?
First repairs, short-term repairs are often done when you receive a report, as I said, they provide you your different capital items that are in a building that we're looking at. They provide you with a list of what would be a short-term repair and what your expectancy would be on that.
No, no, Nikolai, you ask the question, she gets the answer.
And then there would be longer-term repairs that would be required of this building. So it is up to us to look at the short-term repair, look at the long-term repair. Sometimes we undertake short-term repairs, hopefully we can take the longer-term repair out a little bit further. And then sometimes we simply can't. And based on the quantities of this project, this is not a project where the short-term repair was going to give us another 15 years.
But it definitely would have given another five.
Really? Do you have an engineer's report to show her right now?
Does she have an engineer's
report
that she can
show
us?
No, no, no. You just said, well, definitely it would have. I'd like you, if you're going to ask her a leading question like that, I want more than your opinion, unless you're an engineer and you can...
Other than taking care of buildings myself over the years, no.
Okay, so the question was, would this have gone more than five, the short-term repair? He doesn't have it definite. He just wants to know.
It didn't.
And why do you believe that?
Why do I believe it didn't go beyond? Because the extensiveness of the repairs that were required to the balconies were virtually hidden because the railings were down on the soffits and you can't do an adequate test of the front of the slab of the building in order to know how deteriorated they are when your balcony is covered by sheet metal. So you do stop term gap repairs, but then the problem just progressed.
May I ask another question?
As long as it's a question, yeah.
Do you have a copy of the report from the firm stating that these repairs needed to be made, that the damage that was invisible to us was there?
So do you have a copy of the advice that you received from the engineer to show to the tenants to move forward on the more comprehensive, substantial repairs you did in 2012?
No.
Okay.
No.
Yes. What's your name?
Julie. Yeah. I moved in January 1st of 13. My balcony was already done. Everything was done. I had nothing. I moved in and there was nothing done for me. So, like, why am I here?
And I'm sure that your percentages on any award on AGI would reflect that you
wouldn't receive possibly the full amount because you moved in during the specific stages of a project.
Oh, okay.
Your increase might be significantly less.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. And I'm happy with that.
Yes. Your name, sir?
Mike. The question that I have is, we live in Unit 207 down there in the back corner of the building. We do not have any access to the grass area that's there for like a balcony or nothing. So I'm wondering, when the full repairs were done to the initial, why did we not get a little significant area done for us so that we could sit out there and have like, you know, like a little patio area?
On the roof deck? That's
no, we're the lower.
207, so
we're on the ground floor.
Madam Chair, you wouldn't be aware of this building. This building is unusually constructed. It's on a grade. And the underground parking garage.
Is this the one I come in off of the 406?
Yes.
That's the one I'm talking. I'm actually talking about the driveway that faces the parking garage.
That's correct. Yeah. So you have the parking slabs that are there. It's a suggestion that you've just made it here in court, and I could have a look at it. It wouldn't have been a part of the scope of the project to expand any common areas.
So, Mike, you can go and talk to her afterwards about that?
Thanks. Yeah,
great.
Thank you.
Hands up over here. What's your name again, sir? I didn't catch it the first time.
Glenn Edgley.
Glenn?
Yeah. I'm not sure if I'm supposed to be asking this particular question, but I'll give it a shot. My question is this. Number one, by doing these repairs, did the value of the building increase?
Which repairs?
The balcony repairs, but putting new balcony.
Which ones? The first round or the second?
The complete job.
Oh, the complete job.
Once you've done all this, you've got nice fancy new railings, improved the concrete. Did it improve the value of the building as far as the landlord is concerned? And if it did, and this is the part of the question about to you, is that going to be taken into account as to whether the increase is a certain amount? Because you've actually gained.
Okay, so sorry, I presume you guys sort of had a discussion about how this all works. And I'm not entirely convinced anymore that it went down the way I would have described it. In 2006, remember you talked to me about that section of the Act, Section 126, Mr. Specialty? What happened was the government said, we want landlords who buy old buildings to spend money on them. So when they spend the money, as long as they comply with the statute, Section 126, we're going to let landlords pass some of the costs on to the tenants who are sitting. Okay? Up to a maximum of 3% a year for a period of 3 years. Can never be more than 9% over a three-year period. Okay? I don't even know if we're at that stage yet. I don't yet, like, because the numbers haven't been set out yet. So how does that question about the value of the building have anything to do with what the landlord is required to prove here today?
Well, that's what I'm asking. I'm saying that, in my opinion, I don't know the rule, they're actually increasing their value. The property that they own as well is doing the repairs necessary. So I just wonder, does that come into account? It's just a question. I mean, if you can tell me
where it comes into account in 126, then I'd be happy to.
Well, it's a pretty vague law. I've seen it myself.
Well, it's kind of like when you buy a house that just had a new furnace put in, it might be worth more than the one down the street that looks exactly the same but has
a neighbor pay for the furnace.
Sorry?
But you don't make your neighbor pay for the furnace. They're getting repairs on the back.
Okay, but remember these people spent the money because the government said in 2006, we want landlords to spend money, and as long as you meet the requirements set out in the statute, we're going to let you pass on some of the costs. Not the whole kit and caboodle, some. And they have caps. They can only go up to 3%. So that's the rule. As long as they meet the requirements of 126, it doesn't matter if the building's gone up in value. It's whether they met the requirements of the legislation.
With the paint on the building, like with the building exterior, the paint, there's a large area of paint in the southwest corner. The southwest corner is about as wide as the area behind you there. It's come off, and an area of, that's the southeast corner, and the area of the southwest corner, they've got more paint coming off now on the other side of the building.
Madam Board, if I might, if we could hang on that question, because that's a different topic.
We're on balconies.
We're still talking about balconies. Keep your question for when we talk about the exterior paint.
Yeah.
Okay. No, we're not there yet.
No.
That's a good question, but later on.
Still
on number three.
Yeah. Okay. Shall we move on then? We're done on balcony repairs. Common area painting. Ms. Briscoe.
We completed common area repairs by fixing any damages to the walls and any ceilings, stuffing, sanded walls, doors, and frames to the all doorways and all corridors and all ceilings in the building. We have provided you some photos which show general condition of a door, some ceiling damages, scuff marks on the walls that we had encountered, and then a photo indicating the finish thereafter. We didn't replace any carpets or anything. We just did complete painting.
Mm-hmm. Any questions about the painting?
Yes, Madam Board. Aren't these just merely repairs, routine or ordinary work, or wear and tear that you have to fix up as you would have to maintain the building in any wear and tear you have to do?
That occurs on a regular basis, repairing, maintaining, and whatnot. The project that we undertook here that we have in this application is from ninth floor down. Every quarter was completed with a paint application.
But this was because, as you say, there was damages, scuffing, ceiling damage, repairs, maintenance of the areas, correct? This wasn't just for a paint job for fun. This was because to repair, maintain the building, wear and tear, because it's worn out.
Unfortunately, a paint finish is not going to be able to undertake a repair. To my understanding would be, if you look at that wall where the clock would be, and say there was a damage to that wall and you painted from corner to corner, that is a repair. But when you have scuff marks and requiring repairs down an entire corridor, that isn't a regular maintenance item. That is a capital expenditure where you have to undergo that. We undertook to take from the ninth floor down and do that on every floorway to freshen and clean them up and make sure that they were in acceptable condition.
When was the last time you painted this building top to bottom? If you don't know, don't guess.
I'm sorry, I don't know the
exact
date.
You know, Mr. Cap?
I believe it was 2007.
Okay. Yeah,
Nikolai? I would dispute 2007. I've been in the building 14 years, and in the entire 14 years I've been on the ninth floor, my floor has never been painted until just recently.
That would actually speak to, it was a capital expenditure then, because the paint that has been on the wall has been there more than 10 years.
It had been there forever. Other words, it's something that maintenance that should have been done.
Yeah, but the fact that they did the whole building would suggest that if it hadn't been painted for 10 years, which is the useful life of paint.
Well, if they hadn't done a proper job, then I would agree. But I'm on the ninth floor where I walk out into half an inch of water every single morning. And if there's been a rainstorm, I have to avoid pouring water coming through from the lamps.
You know what you're doing now is you're testifying.
I'm sorry.
So it's okay. Let's gonna go to, any more on the common area painting?
Yeah, actually, just Mr. Nicolai is wrong. The building was sold in 2008 to a company before this company.
Yeah.
About 2 years later, they painted the whole building.
Do you have a question?
No, you asked whether it was painted.
Oh, I see. So is it true, Ms. Briscoe, that the company prior to, you don't know?
I would have no knowledge.
Okay, thanks. All right, let's move on to replacing exhaust fans.
An invoice for the work order for exhaust replacement for 5 exhaust units at the building.
Where are these exhaust fans, Brad? On the roof?
They would either be either, no, it would more typically be on the roof. Not in this building here, no garage.
Okay. Any questions on the exhaust fans that have been replaced? Yes, sir, with the cap.
My name's Adam Duguay.
Adam, yeah.
I was told that they were supposed to come in and replace the fans and make them working. I've lived there for 4 years, and my fan has not worked once for 4 years.
Is that your exhaust fan in your bathroom?
Yeah.
That's not what we're talking about here, though, are we? Bathroom exhaust fans? We're talking about the big ones on the roof.
Yeah, but they said they were supposed to come in and address the individual bathrooms, too.
Okay.
Different topic.
Yes, different topic.
You can take that up with your landlord through a maintenance repair form, okay? Yeah. Glenn.
The answer to the question is that they are on the roof. There
yeah, yeah.
No individual fans in the
apartment. He's talking about the bathroom fan when you.
It's still the roof fan. The system in that building is that all the exhaust fans in the apartments are attached to one roof fan that sucks the air up through the vents. There's no other fans. They're all on the roof.
Okay.
I was a super for 12 years, trust me. There's no fans in the apartments.
All right,
they're
thanks.
All on the roof.
Yes, madam?
I want
What's your name
to know,
first, please?
My name is Sue. As we are going through this, I wanted to ask you, because on the dates of these repairs, it says the date completed.
Yeah.
I wasn't there until December 2012. Exhaust fans say May 7th. I wasn't there. Am I responsible for all these? Even the one, the fire system, the
18 month, the 18 month window is from March 21, 2012 to September 2nd, 2013.
I think she's asking, will my increase be affected by?
Yeah, it might be, because you weren't there the whole time. It might be. Okay, yeah. What's your name?
Mary.
Mary?
The exhaust fans, does that include in the hallways? Exhaust fans on each floor?
I think the exhaust fans that were replaced are the ones on the roof.
Only.
Ms. Briscoe?
Yes, just the ones
in the hallways.
No.
There's two exhaust fans.
That's a makeup air unit. That's a makeup air unit that actually puts air in the building, not exhausting it out.
Okay, let's move on to the next one then.
Garage entrance repair. We completed some repairs to the entrance of the building. As you come in, there is a concrete retention wall beside the home that sits on the corner that operates as on beside our building.
Yeah.
That concrete retention wall requires some repairs, and so did the siding and the metal needing some welding and some repairing that exists over top of the ramp that protects the ramp.
Any questions on the garage entrance repair?
Not for me
anymore.
Go ahead. You want to answer that, Ms. Briscoe?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that question.
What about the people who don't use the garage?
I don't drive.
No car.
I have a question.
Chair is part of the residence.
Yeah. I know. You want to try it? Okay. You see, the costs are borne by everyone. Because remember what I told you about 15 minutes ago? As long as they prove the requirements of Section 126, doesn't matter whether you drive a bike or you can't drive. As long as they meet 126. And there are all kinds of parts in Section 126 that I can see you feel are unfair. But it was legislated because the government wants landlords to make those repairs that are necessary. They don't want them to just let things fall apart. So they gave them a little bit of incentive, and regrettably for you, because you're not entirely happy with it, you got to pay for a little bit of it.
On the backs of people on social assistance and social security. I'm a working class person and I could barely afford it, and I'm worried about seniors that live on my floor that are set income. That's like,
and here's the thing.
It's awful that they're doing that on the backs of people on government assistance.
You need to take that to your member of parliament.
I will.
Okay, your member of provincial parliament, because that's the one who wrote this legislation. Okay, yeah? Julie?
Yeah. Why didn't they save the money that the people that use the garage, because they pay an extra $40 each month for the garage, why didn't they take that money and put it aside and use it to help?
I'd let you answer this, Ms. Briscoe, but here's the thing. It doesn't matter, as long as they meet the requirements of 126.
Yeah, but why? Why?
Because that's not what the government told them they had to do.
Why did they make us pay for it when they could have saved the money? What are they doing with the money?
Again, all good things that you can go and tell your provincial member of parliament. Your landlord should start charging the people who use the garage way more money, and all of that money should be put into a trust fund for right. eventual repairs to that unit. For the
right.
rest
like,
of us,
like
who
we
don't
have to do for our kids.
Right.
Yeah.
But so far, the law doesn't say they have to do that. So we'll move on from there, okay? Exterior painting, and that was you, right, Gerald? Let Ms. Briscoe talk about it first, and then you got some questions too, Mr. Woodall? Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
This exterior painting was actually the painting to the retaining wall.
To the retaining wall?
To the retaining wall of the building that faces the hospital. We filled it with, we power washed it and refilled it with two coats of epoxy paint.
Okay, go ahead, Mr. Woodall.
Okay, I was not aware of that. So this has nothing to do with the paint on the actual building itself?
The building is waterproof with a BASF product called, people call paint.
Okay, so this painting is somewhere else altogether. I did not understand it.
On the retaining wall of the building that faces the hospital.
Okay. No questions.
Just the back, isn't it?
Yeah.
Side.
Okay. It depends on which corner I'm going. Okay. Gerald? Got one? Mr. Specialty?
We're talking about the exterior of the building.
No, right now we're talking about the retaining wall that was painted. Okay, good.
Madam Board, if I might, I have to apologize was assuming, because I did not have a full document in front of the exterior painting, was the actual building itself. So now I've found that it's not the actual building itself. So everything I was advising on that has to go to the side.
Okay,
and I apologize.
That capital expenditure is only worth $2,600.
Boy Scouts were doing.
Yeah, that would be a really cheap exterior paint. No wonder it was flaking off. Anyways, okay. Drain repair, Miss Briscoe.
Yep, we removed all the soil and concrete on the one of the concrete deck, the concrete deck number two, and resealed around the two drains themselves, and that's redirect the water away from the building so that it's not going penetrating into the building itself.
And why do you think that's a capital repair? I'll just save you the save you that question. It's only $1,100. How do we know that's just not something that you had to do on a sort of everyday, you know? Do you know? Because remember earlier you said, well, this is different because look at the money.
I'd be happy to withdraw this out. This
okay, drain repair comes off. It was worth the afternoon.
Yeah. And we will be withdrawing capital expenditure number 9.
Building signage is off too. Okay, so good. We don't have to talk about that. So now, what do you got left, Mr. Woodall? You want so building drain, so the drain is off and the signage.
Yes.
That leaves us 7.
It leaves
and the exterior painting you realized was just on a retaining wall, not the whole building.
Yeah, and we're not worried about 7 because that's not what I thought it was. The main ones that we're concerned with are the balconies.
Yeah.
And the common area painting.
Okay, so are you going to be leading some evidence on that?
Yes. The evidence on the balconies is what we have said before. There was work done in 2010. There was a report in 2008 that said, yes, work had to be done. There has been we don't believe there is any report that said the work was done in 2010.
Okay, but this sounds like a legal argument. Are you going to be actually putting in a report for me?
I will be making the summation.
Okay, so this is your summation on the building balcony repairs?
Yes.
Okay.
As far as the painting, the same thing, we'll do that.
So. Okay. So there's no report out there that said they had to do anything after 2010. Yeah?
Yeah.
After those repairs.
And we believe that, we'll have to go into my arguments for that, because the arguments are all about why they actually put the balconies in the first place.
Well, what's your evidence about why you think they
had? I'll tell you what, we've given you a series of photographs.
Yeah, okay.
If you look at these photographs,
Jones,
these are by one of the tenants, L.D. Blake.
Okay.
He's been there 30 years.
All right.
He copied the bulk of these pictures off of the landlord's website.
Yeah.
They all show all the other properties that the landlord has.
Yeah.
And if you look through them, they look all similar.
Okay.
They all have dark tops, green bottoms, and glass balconies.
Cap and I can stay here. You can tell us what you're talking about here so we can follow you.
So basically, we're looking at all these buildings here. Forget this one here.
Okay. Those are yours.
Yes.
Okay.
You have this one.
So this is a building. This is a building.
Yeah.
This is a building. These are all buildings owned by this landlord in St. Catharines.
Yes.
Yeah.
There are other properties around Ontario.
Okay.
They all follow a similar theme.
Right.
They all have a similar look.
They all have the similar brands. Like McDonald's has the same brand.
Yeah, yeah.
What our point is, the reason the balconies were put in there, it was just to make the brand fit.
Well, what evidence do you have other than there's a whole bunch of photos of buildings?
See, all look the same.
Okay, nice. That's your first point. Yep.
And because of that,
next,
that because of the report that says 2008, we've heard there's nothing after that. It more fits our point that these are just cosmetic changes to make the brand fit the same as all the other brands.
Okay, so the evidence you have that this is all about branding is...
Yep. Is to make them all look the same.
1-2 is about 20 photos...
of each different building in their whole collection.
Okay. What is this one about?
That's a whole different issue. That was about balconies being set back and losing...
It's a non-issue now?
Non-issue, yeah. Non-issue.
I'm going to give them back to you, but...
Non-issue.
That's a non-issue?
Yeah, non-issue. Non-issue. That one, non-issue. Non-issue. Those would be in all the others.
These are all the
yeah, some of these, yeah.
Okay, what else have you got?
That's pretty much it for the balconies.
Okay.
That's our argument for the balconies, the cosmetic.
Yeah.
As far as the common area painting, they test line it's a capital expenditure. We still maintain it's a maintenance issue, even though there's a cycle of maintenance over several years. It's got to be fixed up because there's wear and tear. Scuffs don't happen by themselves. They happen because they're worn down.
So the common area painting?
Common area painting is wear and tear. It has to be done, not every year perhaps, but it's got to be done because it's worn out. Ceilings are falling apart because they're worn out. If were the carpets, they're worn out, they have to be replaced, even if they're supposed to be there for 10 years, but they get worn out.
Okay, but here's the thing. It's a 10-year life on the painting. So let's say every year they give the place a lick and a slap, just a minor cleanup, right? Or they have the janitor go through and they clean it all up and they every once in a while they you redo the trim a little bit. Every 10 years they're entitled to a full capital expenditure if they do a full job.
I would put to you, Madam Board, that perhaps that job should have been done every 2 or 3 years because of the scuffing and stuff that the landlord left it and ignored it for 10 years to get away with it.
All right. Anything else you've got?
Those are the two items.
The two. Okay. All right. Back out to the gal. Did you want to ask him anything? Okay, thanks. Who's got some reports or evidence they want to tell me about, or is Mr. Woodall pretty much... pinned it down for you. Yes, madam. What's your name?
Simone Larson.
Colin?
Simone Larson.
Simone Larson, yeah.
L-A-R-S-E-N.
Yeah.
Okay, my girlfriend, she lives at Fine in Pearlton. She's got the same landlord. And when I moved in at 165 Ontario, 2003 years. So that was 2011. The day I moved in, they were making noise, so I called her on Vine Street. I said, can I come and stay there until they're finished the balcony? She said, you can't, because they're doing the balcony here. They're the same balcony, same landlord. So that's my question about the balconies.
About
the branding.
Oh, yeah, that's your support of the branding.
Yeah, because you asked him, why does he know about the same building, the same to St. Dalton's, and it's 2011 or 12.
Yeah. Okay, anything else? Anybody have anything else?
That's all I want to tell you.
So you, yeah, go ahead, Mr. Specialty.
If the applicants like to put the building on a sunny day when it's not dark, up towards the top on the dark, you can see the paint is coming off already. And with that winter coming in now with the contraction, expansion, and on the other corner of the building on this side, up here in the black, the paint is coming off again.
I think he's talking about the waterproof coating.
Who's going to pay for that?
Well, have you told your maintenance person this? Have you put it in writing? Have you written to the landlord?
I don't want any more rent increases.
All right, yeah, sorry, Glenn.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know if this is evidence or not, if you accept it as evidence. Getting back to what you said about the painting every 10 years.
Yeah.
As I pointed out earlier, the building was sold in 2008 to a different landlord. 2 years later, they painted the whole building, and then they painted it, 6 or 7 years later?
Right.
So it wasn't 10 years. So.
Right. But, see, that flies in the face of Nikolai over here, because he says
place hasn't been painted for over 10 years because he's lived there for 14.
On my floor.
On your floor.
He's wrong. The whole building was done 2 years after 2008 when they bought the building. Mm-hmm. The last time.
Well, who do I believe?
I may be mistaken.
All right.
I'm sure everybody else here would say that I'm right because it wasn't done.
But he says his floor wasn't done.
They retiled the building, they put the carpet in, they repainted every hallway, they put new lights in. But the last time they did all this, what's the year that they took over?
You know what I meant to ask is, was there an Aggie on the 2010 repairs?
2010 balcony repairs?
Yeah, no. So you didn't even pay for those repairs?
Sitting around now.
Nope, they're not. They're not on here. The 2010 repairs aren't on here.
I'm talking about painting the hallway.
Yeah, I know. That made me think. I was going to ask her. Did they apply for above guideline increase for the $100,000 they spent on the balcony repairs earlier? No.
Perhaps they should have.
They should have. Yeah. So it's not like you're getting dipped twice.
Well, no, I'm just pointing out that you said that they want 10 years. I'm suggesting to you that it wasn't 10 years.
So all right.
What do you do with it?
And you were the super?
Yes, for 12 years. I was there when the building was first
So sold. You think it was the whole place was repainted in about 2007 or 2008?
2010. They bought the building in September 2008.
Yeah.
The previous time.
Oh, yeah, in 2010.
Yeah, exactly. All right. It wasn't done.
But he said his place wasn't ever painted.
They renovated the whole building in 2010.
Right.
Inside.
Okay. All right.
Like ceramic tile, all kinds of stuff everywhere. They did a lot of work. And they actually changed this right here. They had an increase for it.
Okay. Well, let me just put it... Let me ask this lady her last question, and then I'll put something to you, okay, Mr. Kappa? Yeah. What's your name again?
Sue.
Sue.
I wanted to say that when I moved in 2012, there was nothing wrong with my balcony, and it was fine, and there was nothing wrong with it. So I...
Sue, are you an engineer?
No, but I would like to see supporting evidence that this work needed to be done.
You want to give her a copy of that report? You got an extra one? Okay.
Sorry, I don't.
Here, I'll let you look at it soon. That's what they're relying on.
Okay.
I looked that back.
All right.
So, what I hear these people saying is, we don't want to pay for, what was it, the interior painting? Because it was done in 2010, and you already took two other caps off. Can you live with that? And we just take those two out, and that's the end of the day?
Sorry, I missed the first part of that.
So they want to take $30,000 off this for your...
Common area.
$32,000 off for the common area painting. And we're going to take off the drain repair and the building signage. And then that's the end of the hearing. And that's the capital expenditure everyone lives with. Can you live with that?
We can live with that.
Okay? Is that okay with everyone? We take off the common area painting, $32,000. Then we take off, already they agreed to pull the drain repair, which was only $1,100, and the building signage, which was $6,600. Those numbers come off, they won't go into the calculation. Everyone okay with that?
No.
I don't think they are, Madam Ward.
Okay, no. That's just what I'd ask.
Yeah. I think can you sum up on the one last item?
Sure.
On the last one, the balconies. We heard there was a report in 2008. Mm-hmm. We heard of no proof that the repairs done in 2010 had a report to say they had been replaced. Mm-hmm. We've heard there was a report to say...
Are we talking about the painting now, interior?
No, the balconies.
Oh, we're back at the balconies.
We're at the balconies. There was a report in 2008 saying the balconies had to be fixed. 2010, the balconies were fixed. There is no evidence given by the landlord that there was a report saying that repairs in 2010 were not good enough and had to be refixed.
I know
there was a report, ma'am, please.
Yeah.
There was a report that said this was what it was going to take to put a new balcony in. There was nothing to suggest that the repairs in 2010 could not have stayed there for a lengthier piece of time. Mm-hmm. There's nothing, there's been some dickering about short term, how much that's defined by. We don't know. Nobody's ever said officially, there's no engineering report saying short term is 2 years, we've got to put new balconies in. The law asks us in the general regulations that work that is substantially cosmetic in nature or is designed to enhance level of prestige or luxury cannot be included as a capital expenditure. No, I gave it to you back to you.
He gave it back to you.
Oh, did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
It's only talking about the balconies as they stand in 2008.
So the landlord did work on them in 2010. Mm-hmm. There's no report after that. That's dated 2008.
Yeah, but I have no report from you that says that the work that was conducted was not necessary. You just giving me everyone's opinion here in the room, and I have the person who spent the money and had an engineer oversee all of these repairs. They had to get permits from the city.
I disagree, Madam Board. Okay. That report is dated 2008. Mm-hmm. It says the balconies are deficient. In 2010, work was done on these balconies to make them okay. I asked the question, was there a report to say there were work done in 2010? Was there ever a report? The only answer we have got was that there was a report on if you replace the new balconies, this is what it's going to take. There's nothing in that report, an engineer's report, saying that the balconies that were now there in 2010 had to be removed. Just if you put new balconies in, this is what you're going to have to do with them. I would argue, and the tenants are arguing, that they could have left those balconies there for maybe several years, who knows? But there's been no evidence offered that those balconies in 2010 had to go.
There was evidence. She sat here today under oath and testified as the employee and corporate standing person that's what they were required and told to do by an engineer. I'm sorry, but that was evidence that was affirmed. What I need from you is evidence that says those repairs and capital expenditures weren't necessary. Here.
I don't think that report says they were necessary. I think the report says that they were, if you put a new balcony in, this is what you're going to have to do. It doesn't mean they're necessary. It says, yeah, do it. And as we've shown in our evidence with the photographs, it looks more likely they did it for a cosmetic reason to make that building look like all the other buildings in the properties. The same reason why McDonald's has the same type of signs in all their stores. They wanted their brand to look the same way. All they're looking for is to raise the level of prestige and luxury of that property in relation to all the other properties.
Okay.
That's why that balcony expense should be either cut altogether or decreased substantially, because it was not necessary in 2012 to have a brand new balcony put in. That's what we're put our position.
Yeah, I know your position is that. I'm just looking for, other than you telling me that, what is your evidence?
The evidence is the lack of evidence. I went on question from the landlord side that they had any proof.
Yeah, she said it out loud. I don't want to argue this point again with you.
I'm sorry, Madam Board.
She's not an engineer. She didn't just say, you know what, let's just rip out at a cost of $1 million all these balconies because we want it to look nice. She had a contractor come in with a professional engineer who explained to her what the work had to be done.
But granted, ma'am, you're missing that point, is done for a brand new balcony. There's nothing in that report that says you have to do it because this balcony is deficient. It's just that if you put a new balcony in, if I go to buy a new car, that doesn't mean my old car is worthless. Mm-hmm. I'm just buying a new car. This is what you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
I heard nothing from the landlord say that report said you got to do it this way because the balcony that's there is deficient. I heard from her to say this report says if you want a brand new balcony, this is what you're going to have to do. Nothing points a finger at the old balcony saying you had to remove it.
Well, I heard a whole bunch of talk about rusted rebar and moisture. And
yes, in the 2008 report. That was all fixed in 2010.
Yeah.
That's what that report was for 2010's work. That was all cured. No more rust. No more wobbly balconies. And then suddenly 2 years later, let's put a new balcony in there. There's nothing to point that the work done on that old balcony needed to be taken out of there. It was all done in 2010 to make it up to scale.
Okay, I'm going to let this lady with her hand up do another reply, and then Mr. Kappa, you get the final kick.
Thank you.
I just don't understand that if we can't get our apartment painted in 2 years, why they could get a new balcony in 2 years without actual proof to show us that it's needed.
Okay, thanks. Mr. Kappa?
Okay. First of all, with respect to...
Can you answer to that?
Well, I asked you if you had it's not question period time. It's now your time to give evidence. So I don't know why you haven't had your apartment painted. Have you put in a work order?
I asked why, if it's a two-year term to have your apartment painted, could it not be a two-year term to have a new balcony? Like, how is it necessary to need a new balcony in that short a period of time?
Okay.
Where's the proof that we needed another balcony between 2010 and 2012?
Okay, I think that's what Mr. Woodall has just argued.
Yeah.
There's no proof.
Okay, so I've already heard that argument. I don't need to hear it five times. It doesn't resonate louder for me. Got it. Now,
we're coming to the end of the hearing. Mr. Kapp is going to make his final submission. He's going to reiterate what the evidence was on behalf of his client. And since there's no deal, okay, so cosmetics still in there possibly, and the other two, drain repair and building your signage, are off the table, but you weren't interested in accepting the other. Now we go ahead with the finale here. Go ahead.
Okay. Madam Chair, first of all, in 2008, when the building was sold and changed hands, there was common area work that was done. There was an Aggie filed.
Yeah, you have to speak up, Mr. Kappa.
And work was done. Substantial work was done in the corridors. It was approved in a prior Aggie.
Okay.
And in my submission, the test is, does it have an expected life of 5 years? Okay. And at that time, the expected life was 5 years. And so the landlords come back 5 years later and had to redo portions of the work that they did in 2008. And what they did is they went top to bottom, that was her evidence, repainting the corridors, and she's given you her rationale and explanation for doing that. And
was that an Aggie that was mediated with a 5-year expected life on the upgrades?
I'm sorry, I'm just going by the regulation, the test for capital expenditure.
All right, yeah.
Not sure what that useful life was.
Okay.
So even though in the regulations it says we think it should last 10 years, it doesn't always last 10 years.
Yes.
And so they had to do it again. The cost gets amortized over 10 years, but if they have to do it every 5, then they'll never get caught up.
All right, so that's your reply on the cosmetic.
As far as the balconies go, first of all, with respect to the other items, in my submission, they all qualify as eligible capital expenditures. Work was done, you have evidence of payment. The expected benefit is more than 5 years in the regulations. It's anywhere from 10 to 20 years. So in my submission, those are capital expenditures. With respect to the balcony repair project,
Speak up, because these, even if you turn around and say it to them, I'll pick it up.
Okay. With respect to
balcony repairs.
The balcony repairs. 2008, they had an engineer come out, identify the fact that the railings, the guards, did not meet code. Okay? Her evidence is the tenant's position. Her question was, you did some work to the balconies in 2010. Yes, but they weren't. The work that was done in my submission was superficial to make them, to get by. The guardrails were not replaced in 2010. That work was done in 2012.
2010, no new guardrails.
In terms of the concrete work, and again, Ms. Briscoe's testified to that. It was substantial in its quantities. They took these balconies right back, and you can see from the photographic evidence. Her own evidence was they went over budget by $150,000 on the concrete because it was in such poor condition. And in my submission, when you take that in totality, it's a major capital expenditure. There's no evidence from anybody else that the railings or the guards were to code in 2010. You've asked the tenants to provide you with that report. Nobody has a report to say that they were. And so you have a situation where you have to do major concrete repair, and you take the balcony railings off, and in 2008 they said, you've got to replace these guardrails. And that's what they did. And in my submission, it's an appropriate capital expenditure and not to be allowed.
Okay. So now comes the part that you're not going to be able to follow so well, because I have some questions about how the checks got cashed and stuff. So you can stay for that, or you don't have to. But I have to go through the finer points to match up payments with the other payments. You're welcome to listen to myself and Mr. Kappa go through that, but I won't be able to share all that with you because I only have one copy of it. Okay? So you decide whether you've...
Is there anything
if you feel like you want to make a submission after listening to that, I'll take it. Yeah?
Okay.
What's happening?
No, the decision doesn't come today. I decide whether he's met the burden. They have met the burden of proof, and if I decide that they have, because there's no agreement to anything else here to a lesser number, but that's what I'm presuming, there was a lesser number offered than what could possibly come at the end when I do the calculation. Okay, so you didn't accept the lesser number, so that means I do the equation now based on what I think. We'll win. You didn't use. There was a second offer. We'll take out the cosmetic. You didn't want that either. So everything's still in there except the two that were withdrawn from the landlords, which were small, about $3,000 worth. And then I write each of you an order telling you to pay or not. So you take your chances.
What if you don't want to pay them?
Then you'll get evicted for non-payment of rent.
Right now. It takes 60 days for them to evict me.
All right. So, yeah.
So, if I moved in January of 2013, it might not do anything in fact here?
You might have a lesser number, yeah.
Okay.
So, Mr. Kappa, you've got your pages there. All right. So, I have the 18-month cap window at March 12th. Oh, we'll just wait till everybody.
This is what you're looking for. I have cancel checks.
There's a few things, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's his, yeah.
I think I don't really need to be here myself.
No, unless you want to go painstakingly through which check goes with this invoice. Okay. You can, of course.
Yeah, I would love to. But I won't. Sorry if we had to raise our voices and force.
Well, you have to do that in this room because it's very poor
acoustics. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
How come if that girl moved in January 1st, 2013, she might get a lesser amount, but I moved in a month before that?
Now, Mr. Woodall is here to answer all your questions, okay? So you can go and get the
questions we can ask out the hallway or another time.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you sure, Mr. Woodall, you don't want to stay for the... It's up to you.
Oh, I was terrible at math,
man. All right, fine, thanks.
Yeah.
Okay, so looks like, let me just see if this is part of my questions, and I'll take some of them off, okay?
I've numbered them at the top, Madam Chair, so they can correspond in the document.
You know what? I might even move down here so you can follow me along because the notes are...
Okay.
would have been February 13th, 2013.
Yeah, so.
Okay. So now we're at this note 2, and I've got 1071. Is that what we just dealt with? Check.
Everything's on there still except these two. Two little guys. Everything else is still up for grabs. Well, it's agreed. Very nice to meet you, madam. Please get a copy of my decision in the mail, okay? Thank you very much. Have a great day. Start the rest of your days.